Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Samuel.
It is good to join with you this day. We have been listening to your conversations, and I would just like to say, my dear friends, that my words on non-judgment has been well taken, and it is good that you can all sit together and discuss these topics, and that is as it should be.
Yes.
Without personal commitments and judgments. I only wish there were more people in your world who would listen rather than to talk. Because when you listen, my dear friends, you not only hear, but you feel and understand the words and thoughts of others. This is an important part of not judging. Far more sensible to listen and allow others to speak. But what I do wish to say to you is that your planet at this particular time, where you are concerned about many issues, do not be so afraid, my dear friends. It is part of the planet's evolution. You may never stand still. There will always be change. There will always be difference of opinions. But that is all good, because it works to bring balance, as someone has already said this evening. So you see, continue to listen, continue to discuss, and continue to love.
Yes.
That is what you must do. You are entitled to personal opinions. Of course you are. But what you are not allowed to do is to decide what another should do. And I know this can be difficult in these times in your planet. But this unrest lies not only here, but in other universes too. Even those who are not inhabited, those planets still undertake an evolution.
So can I just jump in here and ask you a question, please?
Yes.
Last year, you mentioned to us that everybody on this planet would feel a shift in some way. And is this one of those feelings that you're talking about, that we would all be aware of?
Yes. You are fortunate, my dear friends, that you have an understanding and a knowledge of spirit, that you can allow these thoughts and feelings to take their proper place. But for so many, they are completely at a loss as to know what to do about your planet. There is only so much you can do. and you must allow the planet to grow, to work upon the balance that it needs.
So
it is a big issue, I understand, for you to take in.
No, I don't feel it. I don't feel it is. Funny. No.
That is to your understanding, and that can only be good for your soul and for those who that you wish to talk about. Because if it is done in love, there is never any harm done. It is only when harm comes to another that you should stop, and not to question another human being, but to question yourself. Therein lies the problems. Do you understand, my dear friends?
You were just saying if something's done in love, then it's not wrong. But if, for example, there are... you've always said that you should never take your own life. And if somebody allows a loved one to be killed, the loved one wants to die, and the other one actually maybe kills that person because put that person out of its suffering. Is that wrong too then?
Yes, you cannot play God, as you say. That is not the purpose you should be looking towards. Yes, no one wants anyone to suffer. We understand. But in that suffering, there is growth. And that is what you must try to understand. You can give love, support, help in any way, but also you cannot stop the free will of another. So if someone wishes, and I would not use the word kill, in most experiences, it is done because they feel they love the other person.
Yes.
Are you talking about assisted dying?
Yes.
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 But that still does not make it right.
No.
When you say somebody, if they're suffering, that's growth. I don't quite understand.
Because the soul comes into its own just before death. And I am sure you may have come upon occasions when someone may speak about their passing who has never even given a thought to it before. That is the soul coming forward and recognizing that there is more to what you call life.
It's a very beautiful moment to witness.
Yes. It should be. But what happens when someone is assisting another to take their own lives? You have to look at it from all vantage points.
Yeah. The job hasn't been quite done from the person that...
Yes.
Not from the assisted suicide, but the person wishing to commit suicide. The journey hasn't been
completed. Yes. And it is hard, we understand.
Yeah.
No one says that it is easy decisions.
No.
Especially if it is people you love.
In the same...
But I have to, in all truth, have to tell you, my dear friends, it is never right.
No. And nor is it for animals.
Animals.
Natalie gave a really nice touching ask for her cat when we first sat. And having had the experience of putting dogs down when I shouldn't have done it, I know now that wasn't the right choice. However much in pain and discomfort they were in, I would always now allow that animal to slip away.
That is best, to give and ask for help from spirit, and to send out love to that creature. That is what you should be doing. But no, we understand. We fully understand the pain there is in being a person upon this planet. But I do say to you, my dear friends, there is so much growth that comes from these difficult decisions.
Sandra, what happens to the people who haven't completed their lives properly? Does that mean they have to come back again to do it all over again in order to get to that?
They would make the decision whether to come back or not. But mostly, if something is left undone, they will return for whatever length of time is necessary.
And is the same true of people who are murdered or who've been killed by a government or whatever? Their lives wouldn't have been completed, or would they have been, because they might have known that was going to happen to them?
Yes, this one is not quite so straightforward. You cannot murder or hurt another human being without there being some return. Murder can be a result given for the person who commits the murder. They are the ones in the wrong most of the time. But there are occasions when someone comes to this world, and usually for the sake of another soul, will allow their lives to be taken from them. It is not quite as simple as it would seem. But killing another person is not a spiritual act.
And I'd like to talk about abortion, really, because I've aborted a baby 30-odd years ago, and at the time it was aborted for medical reasons that the doctors were unsure whether I would even survive another pregnancy. It's not something that I think about that person from time to time, but for me at the time it felt right, because I had two children that I wanted to look after.
Yes. And you were allowed to stay and look after them.
Yes. So
yes, you must look to that direction for your answer. There were things that you had to continue in this life, therefore it did not work out unless you aborted the child. So I would not worry too much. It is not always the act which is so important as the reason behind these decisions.
I always refer to the fact that the intention was done in love.
Yes.
So, rather than distaste
and
or hate.
And that unborn child would have already agreed to that before it came.
Right.
So I would say to you, my dear friends, to anyone who has undergone it, we would look, or you would look, when you come to spirit, why it was done, why it happened, and why you made that decision.
She has visited me, actually, while we've sat in the group.
Yes, unborn children grow up in spirit. Don't ever doubt that. And even if you are not aware of what happens in spirit, know that these children will greet you on your return home.
Mm. That's nice to know.
Yes.
Which it should be, yes.
Mm. Yes.
You have also told us that some children, that's all they need. They don't need to have come right into this life. They only need that,
yes,
that first part. So they would be aware that that's what was going to happen anyway.
Yes. Mm. Yes, there are many, many reasons.
But would that be more of the parents, a learning curve somehow for the parents?
It may well be. There would always be, we have used the word before, contract, because it suits the explanation.
I think you
there is that. Always a contract between the souls, yeah, before they come to earth. Mm.
Because when they come for such a short time, you wonder
why
it's got to involve, yes, the parents too.
Is it not such a large word? Why?
Mm.
Yes, it is used so often in your world.
My sister has lost 11 babies.
Yes.
And we always believed that those 11 helped pass the way for the two that are now here. And I've always really thanked those 11, because without those, maybe the two living would have been in the same.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So they were a gift from the other 11.
Any child, whether it aborts or is born, is always a gift.
Mm.
From the spirit world. Mm. Always remember this. No matter what the circumstances may be.
Mm.
And I would say probably your sister was not ready to have a viable baby.
No.
She had to wait
to the
until
right time.
The time was right.
Yes.
Can I just ask a question as well?
Yes.
This may have been asked before, but I was wondering at which stage the spirit, you know, enters the baby. Is it at conception,
yes,
or is it later on?
I understand you have not been in the group as long as the others. And yes, this has been discussed. And there is much controversy over this. But I can assure you that the spirit is at the time of conception.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Others I know dispute this and say you wait so long. I can only tell you what I know to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Could it have been, Sanimet, those 11 times that Jan's sister lost babies, could it have been the same spirit that was kept coming back and kept coming until eventually it managed to get to this earth?
It could or it may not.
Mm.
That's all I can say.
Mm.
It depends on what has been spoken of, if you like, in which way that would work.
Mm.
Yes.
One did manage to be born, but he was stillborn.
Yes. Yes, I would say she was not ready at that time.
No, that's that makes sense to me.
Yes. And because you are human and full of emotion, all of these subjects are distressful to you. But you must look at it from a higher point.
Mm-hmm.
Always think love on every subject first. As I have said, even with those you cannot commit yourself to agree with, it is still easy to send love to them. And we in spirit are always waiting for those prayers.
But you know, I think the act of love is such, like you said before, it's so much easier to do than even have feelings of hate, because that's such a heavy, heavy, negative emotion that it's draining, it's far easier, isn't it, to the lightest vibration being love is much easier not to even focus on the other side.
If only people would realise it. Yes. Yes. Love shines like a bright light. And in your world, from our viewpoint, you can see areas of darkness and light. Yes. But just continue to give love to the planet, not only this one, but all planets. And know that at this time, evolution is continuing, which would explain much about the upheaval that you all feel at the moment.
Yes, there has to be a cause and effect, doesn't there? And if the planet is evolving and looking after herself, then as beings and spirit, and we're going to feel the effects of
you're that all part of the same love. Thing. Well, my dear friends, I am so pleased to join with you again.
And us you.
And I will take my leave this time.
Could you just take one small question?
If you
if
are
not,
quick.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, if you are quick.
Okay. Well, it's a lady who lives in the village where I live. And she's seeing so many spirit people in her house, especially at night. And she is doing the right thing in saying, please move on and leave the house and go for the light. But she really is quite, I'll say, frightened of this happening. She doesn't really want it. And me and another friend, she's tried clearing the house. We really don't know what to say to the lady to sort of comfort her.
She must have someone who has full knowledge of spirit. If they are constantly with her and she needs them cleared, you need a medium who can speak to them directly. No good in a general manner, as you have said. This must be done on an individual scale.
I have two cousins that I feel would be able to, Noel and Jane, that would be able to help.
Yes, this is what it needs. It needs someone. And you see, with her fear, she is creating negativity. So they are building upon that negativity. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that.
Yes.
I say my friend has tried to clear it. She's always had success, but this time,
well, sometimes there are more difficult clearances, I believe you say, in your world to do. And I think this is one of them.
Right. Possibly because if she is frightened, she's attracting not very good people, which probably makes it more difficult to be rid of them.
Yes, it's possible that the building is on, again, what you term a ley line, or even in times long ago have been like a cemetery.
The stocks were there, I believe.
Yes, you see, that would create an energy which would carry on.
Thank you.
I hope that will
help. Sorry to leave that question. Interesting. You're ready to go.
I leave you all as always cloaked in our love. And I hope, my dear friends, that you call upon those of us in spirit whenever you need us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, love goes with you.